Welcome back to the Antique Brick Outdoor Studio, on the road for the Natural State Parks Tour. Let's head back to the richest golf course at Village Creek in Wynn and join the show with no name.
Are you going to get the pounce today? Big Baby's going nuts back there. Big Baby, put the ninja on before he gets man hangs up on us.
Good morning, ninja. Tommy.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, you know, you were talking about the death penalty. Did you ever think that, why do they call that the death penalty? Because death is like final, and with the death penalty, you can come back. SMU came back, so they should call it something else.
I think it kills a program, but I got a better question for you. We're in Wynn, Arkansas, which is about halfway, a little over halfway between Little Rock and Memphis. How come over here you can't get Channel 7, Channel 4, or Channel 11? And since you can't get them, when there's thunderstorm warnings over here, why they put it on TV?
I wasn't aware that you couldn't get them.
Yeah, I was a little surprised about that, too. I would have thought that Channel 7, because I know South Arkansas, they have the signal extends pretty far.
I can see another couple of counties over
there. I think you're starting to get up in, like, what they call Region 8 from the TV station from Jonesboro up there, and then also
We got all Memphis
last night, yeah.
Are you guys on, like, antennas or broadcast?
Yeah, I was on direct.
Well, it was on satellite, man.
Maybe that's what it was.
I don't know about satellite, but broadcast-wise, I think, you know, if you're pulling that in digitally, I think you can still get Channel 7 out there.
You might be.
So I can't answer your question.
I'm really going to be pissed off now when I'm watching a golf tournament and they show a tornado warning for the easternmost counties in Arkansas when nobody can see the damn thing.
Well, you know, again, we're not that far from Little Rock. We were a little surprised that the Memphis stations would
about halfway, a little over halfway. That is pretty.
And how do we think? The traffic wasn't as bad on 40 as we thought it would be. So that's
RJ was getting it in a prison van.
That construction, it's bad, but, I mean, we were able to get through without any delay.
True story, Ninja, when Tommy was not happy with Roger and I, if we were talking or singing, he would turn off the air conditioner.
Do you have the singing?
I have it, but it's not edited down because I didn't have the
He would turn off the air conditioner. Shut up back there. You're not getting in the air.
They're in the back of the prison, and they're mocking old black people. They're mocking slaves.
What? We're singing.
We will overcome.
That's why you were mocking the black people.
You were, too.
You turned off the air conditioner.
We didn't know that our prisoners were of color.
You don't sing like that in real time. And when we play that back, we were thinking about that yesterday, how you would mock the black man.
Oh, my gosh.
Well,
wait till you hear what the black man was thinking back 60, 70 years ago.
You're the one that watched the Mississippi movie.
Boss man, turn off the air. Shut up back there.
That's right.
Get your bag, boss.
Right. They were mocking a black man, so I turned the air off on him.
Hey, David.
You weren't mocking black people.
We were not mocking. We were singing spiritual.
How were you singing?
We shall overcome.
All right. Now, is that not mocking a black
man?
That is not mocking. You are mocking an entire civil rights movement with your little.
If I got out here and did a minstrel, that might be offensive, but not singing of
we shall overcome.
Oh, you were doing it. You did
it. Well,
I think we have it on tape.
Well, the way y'all were treating us back, we had no air for about 20 minutes.
Hey, first of all,
we were starving.
It ain't my fault. I got my contract done. When you guys get your contract done, get us a new van, would you?
Yeah, what'd
you
need?
What'd you say,
and you got Trey driving all the way down to Destin.
He's in Alabama.
I don't know where the hell he's at.
He's got precious cargo in that vehicle.
What'd you say, Ninja?
There's two of them, four of us, and we got the cargo van. They got the Suburban.
So y'all drove the big van that I saw. I was looking at that at the Garrett Ekman 7-on-7 tournament, and I was like, good, this is like a tank.
It's a mailbag van.
It's only got two seats in it until we improvised.
I'll say it right now. It's an embarrassment to the radio station. Even when we got here, the people were saying, did you come from the south side of Memphis? And anybody who knows anything about Memphis, and I do because I worked there for 15 months, I know exactly what he was talking about. And it does, and it's an embarrassment, and it's a blight.
That's the side of town that you just take your radio out, stick it on the front of your car, and they can just go ahead and get it, right?
Well, I don't think people would steal that van.
No, I don't think they would either.
It's a nice van.
Oh, you are sucking up because you don't have a contract. I'm going to tell you right now.
It's painted wrapped.
Oh, that ain't what you were saying when you was in the back yesterday doing that we shall overcome.
You were just making crap up. Back me up here, man.
We have that on audio?
We've got it all on audio.
Okay, fine.
Even Diane.
I will be proven right.
Diane.
You will be proven to be a...
I don't know if it will be able to get
the audio. Back me up, Basil.
Well, no, you were going to nail me for turning down the air.
Even Diane said it looked like a prison van.
Well, yeah.
It does.
Paddy wagon feel.
What do you want to say?
Excuse me, what'd you say, Ninja?
I was going to say, David, I was at the gym yesterday, and I talked to Jeff Lawrence about what was said, and Sully was in there, and he just kind of rolled his eyes, you know, saying, oh, if that came from Basil, you know, whatever. What do they mean when they say, when you walk into the gym, hey, everybody, Doughboy is here?
Oh, that's not a compliment.
No, it's not a compliment.
That's not code.
Unless you're a World War I vet.
I say, you talking to me, Chrome Dome?
By the way, did you see Sully's piece last night on the numbers, Razorback numbers, by chance? Did you see that at all, Ninja?
No.
We stayed up to watch it, and then only to find out we only got Memphis TV station.
WHBQ.
You want to remind everybody, so is this our fourth stop?
It's the fourth, and the final one's next week in Mount Nebo.
Five consecutive weeks.
They've all been good.
You know what would
really
be fun?
Surprises,
well,
yeah.
I'll tell you what would be fun to see you guys do, and that's do something like the Dude Ranch where you got to move cattle like in City Slickers.
Nah. That wouldn't be fun at all. That would be awful.
Well, I'll tell you this. Last night, bless you. We saw stables. I mean, they've got stables. If you want to bring your horses up, this is the biggest state park in terms of acres.
It's the largest.
7,000 acres.
Roger always gets off on that Western thing, and here would be you and me and RJ riding horses. And Roger will be back there in a cook wagon.
Yeah, get up, you!
Get up, you!
I will say this: this is the last week. It was all about, I think, about the water at Lake DeGray. This is even though they got the biggest bass in the state came out of these ponds. It's about the forest.
Magic Springs is the rides.
Yes.
Pettigene is
the view.
The view and Pettigene is the best.
Lake DeGray is about the water.
It's a resort.
It's a resort. It's got convention space.
Right. It has a lodge.
It has a lodge.
It's got swimming beaches and all that. Fine people, as we found everywhere.
You
come here, it's about one thing.
Well, first of all, it's the best golf course.
One of the best golf courses
in the state, number one. And number
two, bike trails, horse trails.
If you want to get out in the woods, 7,000 acres and see, you know, beauty and.
And not hear a car or have somebody behind
that's
you.
That's right. No, there are no houses. No houses.
The fish.
Yeah.
The fish.
And the biggest bass in Arkansas came out
and
of this.
And apparently
area.
The signage is not really that great because an RV took off down the golf cart path yesterday.
It was like the Scooby Doo cartoon. It was doing 35 going that way. That's why I asked
if it was the old guy, because if it was the young guy, it was a Cheech and Chong movie.
Right.
This guy was going down a path that was twice as...
I think this is it. We'll park over here, then we'll go up. We're here.
And then he can't back it out because it is literally wide enough barely to get a golf cart down. Somehow this guy is an idiot. Well,
take him down, and then he comes shooting back out of that...
It was like in the mailman scene in the Chevy Chase movie.
Yes.
Shoo.
He didn't stop. He was gunning it coming.
Well, anyway, I tell you, the longer the day went on, as we got to be about 5 or 6 o'clock, I mean, everywhere we went in that cart, you turn, there were two or three more deer. I mean, there were deer everywhere.
No,
the beauty of
turkeys,
they have not. There's not a house out there, and that lends to the beauty like nobody's been. I'm telling you.
Let's see if we. You know, we may be able to post some of the pictures right now from the Facebook.
Post some of that audio from the back of the van. the weather Memphis weatherman said it would be soupy.
Yeah, soup.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he said it was soupy.
That's a good description of it. And by the way, David, I was just joking with you. They didn't say that.
Maybe they were thinking that.
You're well respected in the fitness world.
Oh, I thought they were talking about you.
No, they weren't talking about me. Okay. Tommy, I'm going to roll that forecast because high pressure is going to take over. So our weather is going to be kind of a carbon copy of yesterday, but a little bit warmer. And now, it looks like that high pressure is going to strengthen a little bit. So the Arkansas River Valley and areas of northwest Arkansas are going to get pretty close to 100 degrees tomorrow and Thursday. Little Rock, we're looking at about 96 degrees today, and we're going to warm up to about 97 or 98 tomorrow. with just that slight chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms. So not really a whole lot going on weather-wise. And, gentlemen, if you want to take the whole family to the islands, you can do that at Golden Corral. They introduced the Tropical Island Grill. And since it's Tuesday, it's family night, so you can take the whole family. Kids under 12 eat for $2.99 or less. Golden Corral is just located north of McCain Mall, North Little Rock, I-40 and Oak Street in Conway. For the show with No Name with Tommy Smith, David Basil, Roger Scott, and RJ Hawk, I'm the Weather Ninja on 103.7 The Buzz.